How you doing, guys?
Curious guy.
Yes, I do.
Crazy.
I do. How are we doing?
So, can I guess you just first start with the progression of this team and what's this been like for you guys at 4-0 after a lot of setbacks with injuries and turnover for this offseason, what this means to you guys to be 4-0 right now?
Well, we put like every team, we put a lot of work into this season, and we're trying to go out there and perform well, trying to make improvements every week. So, 4-0's obviously off to a good start. Hopefully we can continue that. Really what's happened, we're trying to learn from. We're trying to get better this week because this is a very good team that we're playing. They're in the playoffs last year. Not much has changed. A lot of strengths going on the road. They play well at home. So, it's going to be as tough game as we've had all year. And we'll see where we match up.
The front and the back of their defense is pretty well regarded with all the first time they have in the back and then all the talent they have up front.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate a little bit more? No question.
Yeah. they can rush the quarterback. They got guys at all four spots that rush. And then when they bring the backups in, those guys rush. So it's really unique in that, pretty much who's ever in there can get an edge on a guy, can get to the quarterback, force the ball out quickly. And then with Newman, Pac-Man, Leon, Reggie Nelson, they got first-round draft picks everywhere. And Maluga and Perfect and Harrison, they're loaded. That's why they got one of the best defense in the league. So there's really no easy yards out there. They've been in some tight games this year. They pulled them out, especially the ones at home. They're 2-0 at home. So they play well. They're good. I know, the guys on defense really respect that offense and what they're able to do. They're explosive. And, we have to do our part as an offense to try to keep their offense out the field as well as going to score points.
Tom, I know Vince doesn't play on your side of the ball, so it's hard to say what he's going to do. How do you feel his void in defensive end? But how do you feel his void, his calming influence in the locker room?
Well, he's been he's a great leader. I'm sure that won't change. He'll be here, giving everything he can to the team still. So his presence in the locker room, on the field, will be missed. At the same time, the train keeps moving. No one feels sorry for the Patriots, and we got to keep fighting on. And just as Vince would want us to do, he wants to go out there and play well, and he'll encourage us. And we're going to have to, there's big shoes to fill, literally and figuratively, because he's such a unique talent and player in person. But we got to still go out there and try to win games.
Tom, along the same lines, when you had your season-ending injury, did you find it difficult to kind of maintain that same presence that you usually have in the locker room and with the guys?
Well, everybody has different circumstances, so mine was a little bit different at the time with what I was going through. But, there's been a lot of guys that have been around encouraging guys, and a lot of the rehab takes place here, so it's always good to see everyone around contributing really in any way they can to whatever level they can contribute.
How important is it to have a receiver not just be able to run routes, not be able to just have good hands or speed, but be able to fight for the ball when it's in the air? It seems as if Hawkins has that.
Yeah, that's so important to trust that a guy can make a play when there's one-on-one coverage. And because when the ball's up in the air, it's up for grabs. And, I've been around a lot of players where, especially guys with defensive mentalities like defensive backs, they feel they need to go attack the ball. When I was in college with Charles Woodson, he would go after that football as a defensive player, and that was his ball when it was in the air. And then when we put him at receiver, it was really the same way, and which made him, probably one of the best receivers on our team at the time too. So that's where I learned that as now and professionally, you watch guys that attack the football. Those are we've had a lot of guys that play with us, Kevin Falk, Troy definitely did. But you watch Tony Gonzalez the other night, he goes and gets the football when it's in the air. And that's what a quarterback can really gain trust in, that when that ball is there, your guy is either going to come down with it, and certainly their guy won't. And if nobody does, nobody does. But the risk-reward in a situation like that, which football is a game of risk-reward, especially when you're throwing it you know, when you put it in a place where your guy can make a play on it and the other guy comes down with it, you know, that's not, you know, you got to think twice the next time that you're in that situation. But if your guy's always coming down with it, then you keep giving them opportunities. So that's how trust works. And you build that in practice. You build it in games. You keep working on it.
Does he have that knack, Kimbrell? It just seems really, I mean, not only just on the comeback play that he made on the long ball, but also it was a tough spot over the middle. He knew he was probably going to have a player coming at him
for
that long reception.
Yeah.
He stuck in.
Yeah, he did, and he's done that. He's done great since he's got here. That's why he's been out there so much, you know, why he's had so many opportunities, because he continues to do those things, and that gains trust, certainly me, but also Coach Belichick, Josh, I mean, that's the other players on the team. They, when the ball's going to a particular guy and good things are happening, and you just want to keep giving them the ball. So you got to find different ways to get it. But, you know, whenever you're coming down with those balls, that's, you know, that's a very it's a great thing.
Tom, you always like to work on correcting mistakes. There was a fumble in the opening game, you coming out of center. Same thing happened Sunday night in Atlanta. As you've gone back and taken a look at the film, what has happened from a mechanical standpoint or a mental standpoint to cause that mistake, and what do you work on to make sure it doesn't happen again?
Well, it's an execution thing, and it's something that, you know, we talk about. When things don't really go right, we try to, you know, make them right. So we practice them and try to go over them, and hopefully they don't come up again. But, you know, those types of plays, like I said after the game, you can't ever really take those for granted. So trying to do a better job with that, and hopefully it doesn't happen.
Tom, how important is it for you and the offense to be able to establish the play action and first to establish a run game for that?
Yeah. Well, those really feed off one another, and especially with what we did the other night, running the ball. It's, you know, defenses, when you can put them in run pass conflicts, you know, especially, look, I got this guy in coverage, but if the ball comes at me, I got to force it, and then, you know, we're running it, and then he's playing the run, and now you play action pass, and, you know, your guy's behind him running a particular route. So that's what great running games do for an offense. You can set up play action pass, and, you know, our running game has been really solid for us this year, very consistent, dependable. The backs have been all dependable. The offensive line's been a big strength of our team. So we got to keep running it. That's really a great strength of ours. You know, and the more we do that, the more it's going to set up what we do play action, and you can get some really clean, easy throws if, you know, we continue to do it well.
Tom, you talked about Kimbrell's toughness to fight for the ball. What about his resilience mentally? He had the diving catch in the end zone after a drop on that possession. His ability to come back and make the play the next time you throw it to him.
Yeah, and the mental toughness, you know, that you show in those situations to, you know, put those pass plays behind you is so important for all of us, because you're going to make some poor plays out there. You have to be able to put those behind you and move forward. And he did that the other night. He's done a great job of that, you know, putting those plays behind him and saying, all right, well, what's next? Even when we win the game, he's like, yeah, that was good, but let's keep getting after it. You know, that's what I really, you know, appreciate about him, that his willingness to get better and make the improvements and, like all of us, come to work every day and see what he can do to help the team win.
Is there a concerted effort to run the ball more this year, or pretty much the same?
Well, we always, you know, want to stay balanced, and I think it's the efficiency of what we're doing. I mean, there's some games where you go into where, you know, maybe the strength is to throw it more. There's some games you go into where the strength we feel is to run it more. I think the important thing is when you choose to run it, you got to be efficient. So if you run it 20 times, you got to run it for, you know, hopefully, you know, 80 to 100 yards, hopefully more. But, you know, you don't want to run it 20 times just to run it and gain, you know, 30 yards. You got to run it. You got to run it well, if that's what you choose to do.
Tom, Julian Edelman has been here since 2009, and you're obviously familiar with how he came in, the college quarterback turned receiver, and you've seen his growth. He's 34 catches, tied for the NFL lead. Just with that, what are your thoughts on his production this year, in the context of how you've sort of watched him come into this team?
Yeah, he's done great, taking advantage of his opportunities. You know, he and I spent a lot of time together over the years, and I'm glad it's really paying off. He, you know, had a great opportunity to take advantage of, and he's done it. So it's a credit to him and his work ethic, his mental toughness. I mean, to play, you know, college quarterback, I mean, with such, you know, I'd love to see those old tapes of him running around because he's kind of a spaz. I don't know if you guys know that, but I always say, God, what were you like in the huddle as a quarterback? How could, like, anyone look at you seriously? But I guess he did pretty good. So he definitely can't throw the ball. So he made the right switch to receiver at the right time. But he's been great. He's been just extreme hard, you know, very hard worker. He's dedicated. Nobody works harder than Julian. So, you know, it's hard when you're playing behind Wes for all these years. I mean, you're just not going to get a lot of opportunity because Wes was such a great player, was durable, you know, and Jules never got a chance. Now he's got it, and, you know, it doesn't look like, you know, he's slowing down at all.
Tom.
Last one.
I don't want to waste. Touchdown pass to Matt Mulligan. How did you find him? Why were you looking for him? He's not a receiver. You know that.
Yeah. No, Matt's done great since he's got here too. He got here 4 weeks ago, and you throw the whole offense at him, and you go, okay, learn these thousand things here and know him very well in the next, you know, 24 hours. So he's just been working really hard to understand what we do, and for him to go out there and make that play, that was pretty cool for, you know, a guy that wasn't even on the roster 5 weeks ago to make a play like that in the game. So it was a goal line route, and, you know, he was part of one of the guys out on the route. And I was looking for who, man. He got knocked down. Sudfeld got banged around a little bit, and nobody was on Matt. So I just tossed to him. He swallowed it up. That was pretty cool. Thank you. Have a good day.